Chicago show. We can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley show. It's the Skinny and Hooley show.
Listoon, 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 Varna. Oh, listoon, Varna. Listoon, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hooley, it's great to be back here on the Chicago River out in front of Lizzie McNeil's.
It's Indian summer, Skin.
Yeah, the summer came back, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's like 91 degrees out
yeah,
here tonight.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous, though. Down here, it's beautiful, and...
Hey, you're listening to Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal, Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV 1450 on your AM dial. We're Chicago's ethnic voice. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday at SkinnyHooley.com.
A lot of people listen to that podcast.
They
Dave
do.
Durkin listens.
All over the world.
Yeah.
All over the world. They can
listen. We're getting ready
Ireland.
For our trip, Hooley.
Man, I'm looking forward to it,
Skin. It's going
to
be good. It should be really good. We got a lot of great people going. A lot of fun. Can't wait to fly away on October 19th.
I talked to Dennis Kearns today and the contingent. Do you have the proclamation about the
flag?
Yeah,
I got the proclamation. I got the flag.
It's all set for Monday. It's all set for the morning of the 24th in the Westport Coast Hotel as we depart for NAC.
Yeah.
So it's all set.
See Our Lady of NAC.
And Denny, and they sent him a note and said, you know, we're going to have, there may be some speeches. And I said to Denny, are you going to give a speech? He said, I may have to do an imitation of Weeping Jim Kearns.
Oh, Denny would be good at that.
Yes, he would. Yes,
He'd be real good. So,
hey, we got a great guest tonight. My old friend, Eamon Vaughn from Vaughn Hospitality. Once again, sponsoring the third annual Irish American Movie Hooley. And I thank you for that, Eamon.
You're welcome.
Welcome back to the show, my friend.
How are things in the bar business, Eamon?
All good. Good, bad, and ugly, but hopefully mostly good.
Let me just tell everybody, Eamon has six pubs. The Square Celt, that's in Orland, right?
Yes, it is.
Monty Gale's. Where's Monty Gale's?
North Center.
Mystic Celt.
No, that's closed. That is now Amazon Prime.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
That's weird.
It was called a 401k, you know?
Oh, okay. The Emerald Loop, of course, that is our sponsor for the movie Hooley. Right over 216 North Wabash. Corcoran's right across from Second City, which is a great spot. Vaughn's Pub on the northwest side. And Vaughn's Pub in Lakeview. Is that all of them?
That's all of them.
You know,
you're a busy man. That's a tough business to be in.
It is. When I was younger, it was always my fantasy to own a pub. And I did, and it was turned into a nightmare. Okay. So.
I'm shocked.
For you. It's a business, a very well-run business. It's
There's dreams and there's reality, you know?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Nickels and dimes, and they add up if you do it right. Yeah. And then eventually when you make enough, somebody knocks on the door and takes it away from you, you know?
Last one paid, too.
Oh, of course.
Yes, definitely the last one paid, you know?
How did you get into the bar business?
I was born into it.
Yeah. Was it your mom and dad?
Born into one. My parents had a place in Ireland. They had a ballroom, and they had a function hall and a bar.
And where was that?
In Cork, Newmarket.
Newmarket, Cork, okay.
Not too far from Mallow, which is kind of on the road to everywhere, but it's not the main road.
Okay.
Yep. So then, moved over here in 1984. I was told I was coming on my holidays, and here I am, yes.
Yeah. Quite a holiday.
That's great.
I'm still on holiday, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 14.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
And they put you to work?
Put me to work. Well, I actually I got settled down, and then I wanted to work because I was so used to working in Ireland for my father.
Yeah.
So then I went to Main South in Park Ridge, and then I lied about my age when I said I was 16. I went working for Snuggery in Edison Park.
Oh yeah,
For Freddie Hoffman up there, you know, and he was
he's a good guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know his son Mark more than Freddie. He was always the senior. And, I learned that everybody thought I was 16, and The waitress were 18 at the time, and, you know.
I wish you could see his face right now.
Oh, that's great. So it was good. My father said, go work for somebody else. Learn the trade. Learn the way they do it here in America. So, you know, then my parents got everything all situated and opened up a small little old-style bar. And if you're from Chicago.
Old-style was the rage
then. Oh, sure. Yeah.
The rage. You know, sign outside the door. Basic went in and just gave it a cow's lick. Opened it up, and it was in the right neighborhood, Jefferson Park. Yeah. 5105 Milwaukee.
Is that the first Vons?
That was the first Vons.
Yeah.
And that was right in the neighborhood when there was mass immigration in the 80s. So everybody was coming over to live in their first cousin's basement in Jefferson Park and Edison Park and all that. So the rest, you know, came along, people. So they thought it would be a simple little bar, and it was a little gold mine.
Oh,
it
that's
was,
terrific.
Yeah. That's terrific. Yes. That's great. Did you serve food in there?
No food. Huh. Yeah. Potato chips. That was it. Open up at 12 o'clock.
The occasional hard-boiled egg.
Yes, yes. We a couple of we went into gourmet food, frozen pizza.
Yes.
Now, you have a bunch of brothers as well, right?
Yes, I do. I have four brothers and four sisters.
Are they all younger than you? Are you the oldest?
No, I'm the youngest boy. And I have a younger sister, yes.
Oh, okay.
So 21 years between the oldest and the youngest.
Wow.
And that's 21 years of my mother having given birth to children. So
God bless
that's
her.
That's amazing.
Yes, she's my mother's passed away there.
It was just last year, wasn't it?
Almost 2 years coming up in October.
Oh, God rest her soul.
Yeah. So she's buried in Ballydesmond, right on the border of Cork and Kerry.
Oh, you brought her home.
But she was always a Cork woman. They always said they're so close to Kerry they could piss over her. So, if I can say that, I'm sorry.
That might get bleeped.
That's a beep right there.
It'll be a beep. It'll sound better, it gets bleeped. Yes. So you got five running places now. What's your day like?
The day is a lot of numbers, lot of systems and control. I'm very fortunate technology has kicked in, so you can you can keep track of between cameras and systems. All the POS systems come to your phone, but there's the good, the bad, and the ugly. With that is means everybody knows your business, including the taxman. So have to be upright and forth. But otherwise, you know, people will steal from you. So you have to control and cost and inventory using inventory controls and costing and everything like that. You know, so when you take your eye off the ball, all of a sudden you're too much linens and too much stock, and you try and, you know, this time of year is a time when you might see me driving around in my car with about five cases of booze inside in it just to reduce the inventory, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Hooley hit a good line earlier about the giraffe.
Yeah, well, you know what you get when you cross a giraffe with a bartender? You get a giraffe that steals. I owned a joint, and we had three different sets of books. This was in Rockaway Beach, New York, and it was just a little dive bar, but... Oh, my God. It almost killed me, you know. But it was my fantasy always to own a pub. I've lived out that fantasy.
Our family hit a bar on the south side. It was Sheehan's.
Oh, yeah, your brother John. Western. Yeah.
And there was a whole bunch of us in on it. And then that was for like a year and a half. And then finally my brother John said, this is crazy. I'll take over. All right, great. So he gave everybody a couple grand or something and then. But it's still running. It's McNally's on the south side.
That was a good location.
Yeah, it was a good location. We had to build a place out. My brother Marty was an engineer. Like my uncle used to say, he could make a two-flat out of a bobby pin.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a real engineer, and he did all the drawings and all the permits and did everything. And we were the coolies. He said, you're the coolies.
Oh, the workers.
We just worked, and it worked. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different time right now for bars. In the old days, there was a book in my parents' original bar called Buying His Book. Somebody would come in, they might be a little stuck for money, and she would loan them money. She didn't charge any interest. She asked, did you drink
in
the bar?
What was it called? What's
the book. She called it Her name was Bina. So Bina. It was called Buying His Book.
Okay.
So they would put themselves down for, you know, 50 or 100, and they might drink 70 or 80 of it, and enough to go up the street to Blue Angel and have breakfast. And then they would come back when they get a paycheck, and they would pay it. But the easiest way to lose a customer is to loan them money.
Sure.
Yes. So then, there was never any interest charged or anything like that. She cashed checks, and in the day, she cashed a lot of checks for people.
Yeah.
And again, no fees to cash the check. All she asked was to come in. And drink in the bar. So, you know, you had a few cowboys, I can call them, They would come in and they might say, have a $500 check, and they would to drink in another bar, but they knew they could get their check cashed.
Wow.
So they would fool her the first time. She would cash the check, and they'd have a beer or two, run out the door. So the next time, she'd give them $100 and tell them, oh, it's not ready, come back tomorrow. So they'd have the two beers the next day.
It's not
and then
ready.
Could bring them back a third day, get two more beers out of them. So she'd get them one way or the other, you know?
Good for her.
Yes.
That was very smart on her part.
Yeah.
Now, when did you get Corcoran's?
Corcoran's is 17 years ago.
Because that's a great spot.
Yeah. My brother found that. He was sitting, and he just said he's firstborn in the Starbucks across the street, and he couldn't believe that he saw this bar that was sitting there just beat up and rough and ready. And
it was a big Second City hangout.
Yep, very big Second City. My office used to be Belushi and Aykroyd's apartment.
No kidding.
Yes, it is.
Oh, your office is on Wall Street.
Yes, well, we're actually, there's the front building and there's the rear building. And the rear building used to be known as a sneak joint.
Okay.
Which was very big for actors. It was an illegal bar in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
And that was right there. You know, there's the whole story of all the folk music of Bonnie Colac and, you know, Steve Goodwin and all
Fred
that
Holstein.
Stuff came in there.
Yeah.
And they say that the City of New Orleans song was first performed in the bar.
Yeah.
You know, it goes the story and all that. So there's a lot of history in the building, you know. A lot of people walk in the door and you say to them, do you get you a drink? No, man, I don't do that anymore.
But I did many years ago here. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. That's great.
So, it's a great, Old Town is a great neighborhood.
It is.
It's very vibrant. You know, Peter O'Brien is there in the was there and is the moment of building a hotel.
Yeah.
But it was a very, older neighborhood. A lot of, empty nesters and divorcees, people kind of moving in. And it became very happening around there and stuff like that. So there's a lot of multi-unit new buildings after going up around there. But you still have the filthy rich and the filthy poor. And it all meets on the corner of North and Wells right there.
Yeah.
It can be very, very... comical sometimes and complicated other times.
Is there a bar next door to Corcoran's? Another bar?
There is, yeah. Wells and Wells.
Wells on Wells.
Wells and Wells. It used to be the old Kamahachi years
What's
ago.
What's the address of Corcoran's?
1615 North Wells.
Oh, yeah. My daughter's
it's a great
there. Yeah, the kid garden that works for me for Special Olympics, Julia, Corcoran sponsors her volleyball team.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
There.
I mean, we're not even that close to the beach, but we're almost pretty much the closest bar to the beach other than Castaways.
I called you. You sponsored their team. That was so nice of you.
Yeah.
But they go in there all the time. Now her and her friends go in there all the time. They think it's a great joint.
Yeah. No, it's a good place. You know? I mean, it's a business, and we got the opportunity to buy the real estate, so, you know.
Oh, you bought the building.
Bought
that
the building
smart.
And everything, so, that's a good, you know. But, you know, it's like it's an older building, you know, and it's... It's you always got to do work to it, you know.
Sure.
So you try and keep the character and update it constantly.
It has incredible location.
The beer garden in the back, which is just terrific.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a lot of energy. It's a lot of the energy moved further down from Lincoln Park area down around there. You know, so you have, you've a couple of supermarkets and a 24-hour Walgreens, 24-hour Starbucks, and there's multitude of things
Starbucks
going on
around
there.
They're both on the corner, I got two daughters that lived in that Americana.
Yep.
And now they've moved around the corner. The other one got married, and she lives up north. But that's a great, great neighborhood. I've been there a number of times after the Polar Plunge.
Yep.
With the Flood Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Go back there, and we had a lot of laughs in there. And the place is packed after the Polar Plunge. It was always really good.
How about the Emerald Loop? How long have you had that?
10 years.
Oh, okay.
Ten years.
That's a great location.
I guess we'll be there for another 10 or 20 years at least, so.
You got Connor O'Keefe. He's
Connor's
fabulous.
Over there, yes. Yeah. Most people would know Connor from the Irish Heritage Center.
He ran the Heritage Center.
Connor's been there with us for 10 years, does a great job over there.
He does indeed,
yes. So, you know, it's a lot of everything around there. Again, there's a lot of hotels, a lot of people working in the buildings right around us. You have Chicago Theater around the corner.
You got the Siskel Theater
right
around the corner.
Siskel Theater's right around the corner. That was the next one to say.
Yeah.
Yes, it's right around the corner. And, people are always out downtown, whether they're out touring around or shopping, and people bring in, and then there's a lot of the international tourists. There's a lot more coming into town, so a lot more people they don't want to sleep in the cousin's couch anymore. They want to get the hotel room and go see the city. You know
what is that building called that you're in?
The Jewelers Building.
The Jewelers Building.
Yeah, it used to be all jewelry suppliers in there.
Yeah.
So there used to be an elevator that used to go up 25 stories. So the elevator is still there. It caps off at about the third floor right now.
Was it? Was it Al Capone? His office in the back?
He had a upstairs.
On
the very top, he had a place called the Stratosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So now it's Helmut Jahn, the architect's office up there. You know?
He built the state of Illinois building.
Yes, he did. And he's
what a mistake that was.
Oh, I had the PR job. You think it was that was the roughest job ever? Yeah. Everybody wanted to kill him, especially when it got hot out.
I think he was into some wacky tobacco or something when he designed that thing.
That was Jim Thompson's idea, too. He's going to take the heat for that.
But that is a neat building. It's a great really building. Neat building.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of different companies in there. It's one. It's a boutique building, so every floor is a different company. So they, you know, it's a lot of new companies that will go in and have half a floor, quarter floor, and then they get bigger and bigger and they expand, and then they have to move out. They want to stay in the building, but it's always constantly new energy in the building there. It's very about 1,800 people work in the building there, and then it's connected to the One East, which is where the Irish consulate office is.
Oh, yeah. One East Wacker.
Yeah, there's 2,200 people in that building alone. So, you know, a lot of lunches.
Some residents right there.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people there. A lot of customers. A
lot of customers. So, yes.
Is the Emerald Loop kind of a late night joint at all?
Yep. Open till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, is it?
Kitchen is open till last. Take orders up till 1 o'clock. And you'll get your food, and we won't kick you out till you're finished.
You know what? We have three great films that we're doing, but we have a crew coming for this Saturday night film, Emerald City, and they all play Irish construction workers in New York. There's got to be about 10 to a dozen. They're going to be there late Saturday night, I got a feeling. That's their film Saturday night. But that's good to know.
They'll be well accepted.
Yes.
Open late. Yeah, we used to think that we were open till 10, 11 o'clock, but what it kind of turns over is goes from the – you know, the office people earlier in the day and the tourists onto the residents / late night as well, the employees from the hotels and the restaurants. They all come
they're
in. They all
off
want
work.
A couple of fast beverages. Right. You know, they finish work at 11.
Yeah.
And they come in and, you know, then there's the people that fly in late. Business people just want to come in and have a sandwich, a couple of drinks, wind down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, even in the middle of snowstorms, we're open till 2 o'clock in the morning and we never have to say there's nobody here.
Now, that's do great. You don't have to be there, though.
No.
That was the problem when I was owning a bar.
Yeah, but if you get good managers and good people got there, then that's 90% of your job, isn't it, to get the right people?
Yeah, definitely to have the right people. You got to get the right staff, and it's a constant battle to keep the right people in there. You know, the main thing is to get good management in there.
Right.
You know, get the management in there, but it's all systems and rules. I mean, I hate to say it's corporate, but it's not. It's a family corporate-run thing that, you know, it's the same rule book for every place. It's the same, you know, the menus, tweak them out a little bit. You know, they say the processes are the same thing. The rules, the regulations are all the same. You implement them, you got to pull things back, tighten them up every once in a while, you know. You know, everything is POS systems these days. I can be sitting on a beach in Mexico and I can see exactly how many burgers are on the grill.
No kidding.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Down to the minute, it's all labor controlled and all that. But, you know, you've got a lot of overhead and cost when it comes to labor, you know, because you have a lot of, you know, there's a lot of pay in for people, a lot of taxes, a lot of insurance, as they say, you know.
Oh yeah.
I won't go there right now, but you know, you know, it makes things complicated. I'll put it that way.
Now,
you know?
Is every member of your family in the business?
No, they're not. No, I have out here. I have my sister Ann and Diana work at the place on Northwest Highway. My brother Kevin is my partner. So we own all the places together, Kevin and I. And then I have my brother Michael, has Michael Vaughn Hair Design in Park Ridge, up in Village Green Shopping Center.
So he's not connected to the...
Nope, he's got his own thing. Actually, sometimes I say to myself, I should have been a hairstylist because you hear the same BS, you know?
Except
they're not drunk in front of you, you know?
That's funny.
That's great.
So he's up there. He does very well up there in Park Ridge, and you know, he enjoys it. So, you know,
where do you live?
I live in Park Ridge.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
In Park Ridge. I like it. It's a little separation of church and state.
There's,
if I was living around the corner from one of the places, I would be in there a lot.
Yeah.
And the problem with being in there a lot, you won't live a lot, you know?
No kidding.
Right.
What about the Square Celt? How long have you had that?
Square Celt is going on now almost open 3 years, 4 years.
That's in Orland Park.
Yes, in Orland Park. Yeah, right by the mall in Orland Park there. Yeah, right by Orland Square Mall. So it's years to some people, if they haven't been there, it used to be the old Sam Maguire's.
Yeah, I know the guy who owned it. I can't remember his name right now. But so,
it's a good opportunity, but it's a different, you know, the business is a lot of food and drink.
Yeah.
You know, you get people in there. You know, the LaGrange Road was going through under construction. It was kind of hard and hassle there for a while. But now it's a little mini super highway. It's finally finished. And, you know, you have right nearest there Dave & Buster's and Cheesecake Factory and Macy's and all that. So, You know,
how many employees do you have altogether about?
About the summertime, we peaked at about 230.
Wow.
And down, it'll go down in the wintertime about 190.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So, and a lot of people have worked for us for years.
Really?
You know, a lot of people make a good living.
Yeah.
You know, they make a good living. They come to work and they know the process and all that. Then you get your people that are dreaming to be something else and they need the money.
Actors.
And that comes down to is like when they'll show up, they have to be there for the money, but they don't want to be there for the job.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to give them a little kick up the, you know.
Right.
And, you know, they wake up a little bit. You know, but most of them are very, very good. You know, there's, there's a lot of families, but there's a lot of people that, like, I have some people that have worked for me for 15 years and or longer.
That's
great. You know? Yeah. Probably 70% of my staff down in Orland Park have worked from there since day one.
Oh,
that's,
yeah. And they're still there.
Yeah. So, the only thing is it's a hard business. It's nighttime and weekends.
Yeah, it is.
So eventually when I see people, they get a little bit older and they settle down, they have children and I guess I better try something else, you know?
Yeah.
And with that, they usually go into the beer business, but selling it during the day. You know?
That's my son, Billy. He was a bartender for years, and now he sells whiskey for Breakthrough Beverage.
Yes.
So he's still in that. And boy, does he know the business, let me tell you. But, and I don't know if that's part of my fault or not.
it's a genetic thing,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Anyway, well, we want to thank you so much for sponsoring the movie,
Hooli.
Thank
you for everything you do in the Irish community.
Third year in a row. Yeah, you're part of the community, absolutely.
Right.
Now, when did the other joint close? When did
It's to be closed. It'll be closed 2 years in January 1st.
Was that on Southport?
That was on Southport, yeah.
Okay.
We were there for 15 years.
That was a happening joint.
Yeah, but we were sitting on two city lots. We were the sole tenant, which was great. We took it with some great success.
Yeah.
And it was a time when there was a lot of energy around there, a lot of young people living in the three flats right near there. And over time, they all get a little bit older, and it became more of a family neighborhood around there. You know, all the three flats down the side streets towards Wrigley, all one by one got converted into $2 million homes.
Wow.
And with that comes, you know, you're getting older, you have children, and you have to actually show up to your job. And, we were being the sole tenant. It was kind of like a decision of times are changing in the food and beverage business. So we said, you know what? I got in it to make a little bit, and at least I have a little bit of retirement. So, you know, I can say I got a 401k out of it. You know?
What's there now?
Amazon Prime, the first or the second store outside of Seattle went in there. So it's a Amazon bookstore.
It's a bookstore?
Yep, Amazon, though.
Yeah, so everything. Yes. They probably got my book there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. Yes. So, as we all know about Amazon, they're all, you know, they all on Amazon, you know?
Yeah.
Amazon's going to run the world.
Oh, yes.
They're getting That's a little everything. Frightening. They're pretty interesting company. Well, what about now? Do you visit the bars frequently, or do you have to do it every day? Or?
I do. I usually once a week I'll hit each establishment.
Yeah.
You know, go in there, do a walkthrough, make a punch list, go through it, try and tell everybody instead of, you know, tell them in a nice detailed note what needs to be updated and changed and added and kind of, you know, change things over. But the day of me being in the establishments at nighttime is pretty much gone now. You know, I'm home mostly on the weekends and stuff like that. This weekend, I got a big band down at Orland Park. I'll go down there just to see the energy and the vibe.
What's
know?
The yes. band? Who's the
it's
band?
It's Trippin' Billy's. They're a Dave Matthews cover band.
Oh, cool.
It's all rock and roll. But
what is that, Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Tonight. Tonight, Saturday
night. Tonight, Saturday night. Because yes.
So get over there, folks, over to the what is it?
Square Celt.
The Square Celt in Orland Park. Is that 159th Street? Is that where it is?
It's 151st in LaGrange, right
there.
Right at the main drive of the into the mall.
And you'll,
you know what's interesting, too, when you talk about those neighborhoods, these young people, I've had a ton of young people through the years that have worked for me. They come from different areas. They come from different cities, different states. They come to Chicago. They love Chicago. Chicago, obviously, from May to November is the greatest place in the world because there's so much. But young people that are educated young people love, and they've changed so many of these neighborhoods where you had these older people that moved out and they.
I got to tell you this. I have my bar in Sheffield. Vaughn's at 2917 Sheffield. It's a Cleveland Browns bar. I don't even bother trying to do the Bears. Right now, definitely not.
Yeah.
But it's Cleveland Browns.
See,
it's an Ohio bar. So.
And they all go in there?
Yes, they all go in there. Yes. last year when we had the World Series, because it's an Ohio bar, it was Indians.
Wow.
So I don't know how I balanced that one without getting burned down.
But
we weren't, you know, it was just a place for people from Cleveland to watch their Indians.
That's good.
You know, never thought that would happen. Yeah. Whoever thought that they would meet in the World Series, you know?
Right,
so,
right.
Yes.
So that's interesting. Very interesting. That's great. Yeah. A lot of those bars in Chicago, you know, this is a Iowa bar, this is a Northwestern bar, this is a Ohio State bar, you know.
Yeah, Michigan bars.
It's a Purdue bar on diversity. Yeah. We got to wrap it up. We got to take a break here.
Thanks Eamon. So much, Eamon.
Thank you once again for everything. And, folks, stop into the Square Celt, Monte Gale's, the Emerald Loop, of course, Corcoran's, Vaughn's Pub on the Northwest Side, and Vaughn's Pub in Lakeview. And tell them Eamon sent you.
Yes.
Thanks, pal.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages on the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan in Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836. Or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Movies are great,
and Irish movies are the greatest. And this month kicks off our third annual Irish-American Movie Hoolie on Friday, September 29th. Join us once again at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, on Friday, September 29th, Saturday, September 30th, and Sunday, October 1st, for another weekend in Chicago of Irish and Irish-American films that will dazzle you. We're hosting three great filmmakers bringing their cheeky spirit to the Hoolie with plenty of laughter and tears, and you can meet them for a pint after the show. You can buy your tickets online at SiskelFilmCenter.org or get more info at MovieHoolie.org. Don't miss the third annual Irish-American Movie Hoolie, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 29th, 30th, and October 1st at the Siskel Film Center, the classiest indie theater in town. Two Gingers Irish Whiskey is presenting the Hoolie, along with sponsors The Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, and McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We got Irish cinema, whiskey, hotel rooms, and oatmeal. What else you want? So come channel your inner Jimmy Cagney for the third annual Irish-American Movie Hoolie. We're all hitting the Emerald Loop around the corner after each screening for pints. So join us for the Hoolie. It's going to be cheeky. MovieHoolie.org. See you at the movies, Hoolie.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hoolie Show. I want to remind everybody, next Tuesday night, Skinny and I are going to be at Smith Village.
Doing our show again.
With Liam Durkin once again. So come on by. Everybody's invited. There's 114th and Western, or just off Western.
All the Southsiders, stop by.
Southsiders, come and see us.
And you can check out Smith Village while
Tuesday
you're there.
Tuesday night and get ready to move into
Smith Village. Smith Village now has a liquor license, which is amazing.
I should be so lucky as to move into Smith Village.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday night, the 26th of September, we hope to see you all at Smith Village. And then don't forget, next weekend, the third annual Irish-American Movie Hoolie, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. You're going to see three terrific films, and we're going to party. Okay.
Party
so
hard.
We're very honored tonight, once again, to have our old pal Cyril Regan back on the show. He's here once again to talk about our friend Vera Kelly and the Victory for Vera Fund. What do you say? Cyril, welcome back to the show.
Cyril, welcome back. How are you?
Sure. Thanks, Skinny and Hoolie, for having me on here tonight. Really appreciate it. We're on here to talk about Victory for Vera Kelly. We're having a benefit on the 1st of October out in Gaelic Park. And it's starting at 3 o'clock from 3 to 9, 6 hours of entertainment. John Staunton is looking after the entertainment out there.
John's all right.
So it should be a pretty good lineup that he's got. It's
October 1st,
Sunday, October 1st. Okay. And Vera, of course, is just recovering from, she had a bout with cancer. And she's in rehab right now. And she was in actually Northwestern Hospital for 9 months. So she's just got out of there about 2 weeks ago. And she will be, she's in rehab, as I said, right now. So we're, Bernie Farley's the head of committee there. We got a committee together to raise some funds for her ongoing bills that she has. So
October 1st, where do they go to get tickets?
They can go to Barney Farley, is our great, Barney is our chairman. His cell phone number is 630-774-1204.
I just saw that number written on the ladies' room wall.
Give that one more
Barney
time.
Barney Farley, and that was the number.
Yep, it's 630-774-1204. That's Barney. And then, of course, you can go on to the Victory for Vera website. It's called victoryforverafund@gmail.com. And, of course, the State Bank of Countryside is the bank, or the Countryside Bank as it is now, is the bank. And that's State Bank of, or Countryside Bank, 159-80 South Parker Road in Homer Glen. So
if they can't make it, they can still make a donation there, correct?
If they can't make it, they'll be at the third performance.
No, if they can't make it, they can still make a donation.
Yeah, they can make a donation to the bank there.
All right.
And they can go online, and there's a website also, Victor for Vera Fund, and they can go on there and donate on there with a credit card or whatever they'd like to do. And once again, it's on, the benefit is on, the main event is on the 1st of October at 3 o'clock in Gaelic Park.
Is Vera going to be there?
No, she's not, actually. Oh, no. Okay. No, she's been 9 months in hospital, and now she's gone into rehab, so, you know, it's...
Tell her Skinny and Hoolie said hi.
Sure, absolutely. You know, she's beginning to walk again now, so she's coming out of this, you know. So it's pretty good, but a lot of prayers.
She went through a very, very tough time to be in there for 9 months.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
No, she didn't even have a baby. Sorry.
There you go.
9 months, that's usually what happens.
sure.
Sure. She'd anyway, laugh. Vera would laugh at that.
Vera would laugh as right, you know. And there's tickets. You can talk to Mary Prindeville about the tickets as well, or Barney Farley. And Barney's number again is 630-774-1204. And thank you very much, guys, for having me out here
tonight.
They
can get a ticket at the door, right?
Oh, sure. They can get the $20 tickets at the door, the $50 tickets at the door. And then there's a silent auction. There's all kinds of raffles. There's a lottery tree, a wine toss. There is a...
I think it's a wine toss.
You have these rings and you toss them over a
wine
bottle.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So then there's a passion wagon, and that's full of booze as well. It's a big, like a wheelbarrow or a... There's like 60 bottles of booze.
We're looking forward to when you start sponsoring the Skinny and Hooley Show, Regan Heating and Cooling. We're looking forward to that. I can tell you that because throw away the hot water bottle forever, as Sean Ginelli says.
All right, Hooley. Yeah,
so
that's
we
good.
Can't wait till you're joining us as a sponsor.
Good.
Jeez, you've been on this show like 50 times. You'd think you would start sponsoring it.
Nothing like putting the full court press on.
You know, if we have a relative die, we could always go to your funeral home.
Well, there you go. There you go. There you go. There
out
you
on
go.
The south side. Okay. Thanks, Cyril.
Cyril, good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for having us on.
Thanks for doing all that good stuff you're doing. Yeah. Hey, you know, I want to remind you, though, yes? about sick people. We got to remember Terry Cox and Marty McGarry, who
God
are
bless them both.
Great Irishmen, very big with the boxing. Marty, everyone knows Marty.
Sure.
Everybody knows Terry, the plumber. They're both going through very rough times now, so say a prayer for them, too, would you, please?
God bless them.
Thanks, yeah. Great
Skinny,
people.
Skinny, I have in my hand a very interesting artifact. It is a letter written by our friend P.J. O'Dea to Princess Diana. The letter is undated.
He probably just wrote it.
It's from 1996, the first letter. But in the letter,
oh, yeah, that's
she came to Chicago.
Right.
And PJ said, "Hi, Princess Diana. You are welcome to Chicago, and I hope you enjoy every second of it. You are a lovely lady, and you were too good for those two jerks you got tied up with, Charles and James Hewitt, two sleazebags," he says this to Princess Diana. "You are welcome to visit O'Dea's Castle in Ennis County, Clare, anytime. I know you love Ireland." So... he got a reply from St. James Palace in London. "Dear Mr. O'Dea, the Princess of Wales has asked me to thank you for the letter and enclosures you sent during her visit to Chicago. Her Royal Highness was delighted to hear from you and appreciates your thoughtfulness in writing." So there it is, history with P.J. O'Dea. Okay,
great PJ. Job, P.J., yeah. Great job. And you know... you can identify those bad guys.
Yeah, he does chase the best. Guys, yeah. All right, so we're going to take a break on the Skinny and Hooley Show, and we're having a blast out here tonight. Please join us usually any Wednesday night. Hope to see you all at the annual Irish American Movie Hooley next weekend. And we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, "Your rubbish is our bread and butter." So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Back on the Skinny and Hooley show. What a wonderful night we're having. Just a delightful evening here by the river. So great to have Eamon Vaughn with us. So generous, so kind.
It's getting a little dark here, Hooley. It cools off when the sun goes down. It's beautiful.
Hey, we still got Cyril. Cyril, what were you going to tell us about the next meeting?
Sure, the next meeting for the Vera Kelly benefit is going to be the next benefit for Vera Kelly is going to be on Tuesday night, and that's the final meeting. It's going to be in Gaelic Park.
Tuesday night, September 26th.
Yes, and that's going to be the final meeting.
So, someone's interested in get to Gaelic Park. What time on Tuesday night?
7:30 on Tuesday night, and that's the final meeting before the benefit. The benefit is the following Sunday at 3:00. So.
Well, that's great. That's great.
So, thanks again for having us on there. Just
our
pleasure. That.
Skinny, yeah. You know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look at that window, Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or any of those saloons, and I hear see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, hey,
Who died? Holy, who died?
Kevin Fay, age 89, from Bally James Duff County Cabin, passed away peacefully September 9th. He was the loving husband of the late Mary. And he was a respected carpenter and home builder of 35 years, specializing in Chicago areas of Edison Park, Norwood Park, and Park Ridge. Always a loyal friend and a favorite uncle to many, whose soft and gentle ways with carefully crafted words and genuine authenticity will not be forgotten. God rest his soul, Kevin Fay, 89.
Hooley, Michael Mick, I guess it's Boggins, age 90, a native of County Swinford, or Swinford, County Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
Passed away, a husband of Annie Ruane, father of Joan, Mary, and Michael. He has many nieces and nephews and quite a few grandchildren also. And he was buried out of Immaculate Conception Church and buried in Mary Hill Cemetery. So say a prayer for Michael Boggins.
God rest his soul. Skinny, another Michael Corbett from County Clare, recently in Mokena, Illinois. He's a good friend of PJ's. He's a loving father of Patricia, Pauline, Olivia, Michael, and Gerard. He was a proud member of the Teamsters Local 710. He was a Hall of Fame member of Harry Boland's Hurling Club of Chicago. God rest his soul, Michael Corbett.
And Sarah Bond, maiden name O'Toole, 87, Hooley, of Chicago. She was the wife of William for 82 years.
Holy cow!
Mother of William, Nancy, James, Mary Carol, and Linda, and a whole bunch of grandchildren. And she was waked at Curley's on the south side and was buried at St. Peter and Paul Cemetery. But she was also from St. Cajetan's. And
I know a lot of
people in Cajetan's. I'm not sure who Sarah Bond was. But anyways, say a prayer for Sarah Bond, 87.
God rest her soul. Skinny, James Christopher Reardon. This is a sad one. Age 40. Passed away suddenly on September 6th. He was the beloved son of Bridget and the late Thomas Reardon of County Kerry. He was born in Chicago. He was survived by his mother, Bridget, and his four brothers, Thomas, Kevin, Brendan, and Patrick. In lieu of flowers, please send donations to Xavier University. He must have gone to Xavier. God rest his soul. James Reardon.
And Hooley, yes. a friend of ours is Margaret Coyle.
Yes.
Her brother David passed away. He was living in New Mexico. He was surrounded by his loved ones. Father of Anna and Maggie. Stepfather of Brandy. Ex-husband of the late Marianne Coyle. number of grandchildren and a whole, you know, the Coyles, there was, I think there was 15 of them. It was just a great Southside family. And everyone knows Margaret Coyle. Margaret is on every committee, does everything. So say a prayer for David Coyle. And if you see Margaret, say a prayer for him, but to extend your sympathy to Margaret, too. Great lady.
Skinny, finally, John Crowley, age 91, of Barra, County Cork, Ireland, beloved husband of Mary and the father of Joanne, John, and Michael. God rest his soul. John Crowley, 91. He's got a one-way ticket to heaven.
Hey, Julie. Right.
Close up the crypt.
We close it up.
Oh, wait. You know who else died? Jake LaMotta.
Did he really?
The Raging Bull. 95 years old. Can you believe it? Which is a great film, by the way, too. And he was a little bit cracked in the head, I think, Jake LaMotta. But God rest his soul. Anyway.
It's a great film.
One of the best films of all
time.
Did he
get an Academy Award for that? Robert
De Niro? I think he did. If he didn't, he should have.
I think he's the best actor of our time.
He was doing a lot of acting at that UN meeting with Trump the other day. He was doing some acting there, too. Hey, I got a story for you. We can cut the Danny Boy music, please. A man is sent to prison for the first time. At night, the lights in the cell block are turned off, and his cellmate goes over to the bars and yells, "Number 12! The whole cell block breaks out laughing. A few minutes later, somebody else in the cell block yells, "Number 4! The whole cell block breaks out laughing, and the new guy says, "What's going on?" "Well," says the older prisoner, "we've all been in this prison here for so long, we all know the same jokes. So we just yell out the number instead of saying the whole joke." So the new guy walks up to the bar and yells, "Number 29. This time the whole cell block rocks with the loudest laughter, prisoners rolling on the floor, laughing hysterically. When the guffaws die down, the bewildered new guy turns to the older prisoner and says, "How come you guys were laughing so hard this time?" "Oh," says the older man, wiping tears from his eyes, "we'd never heard that one before."
Okay.
That made me laugh.
I heard a different version.
Yeah, there's a lot of versions of the number joke.
Yeah, the guy yells out 29, and then about a week later, the new guy says, "Well, I'm going to try it."
He
yells out 29, and nobody laughs. And he goes, "How come last week everybody laughed so hard?" He goes, "Well, some guys can tell a joke
and some
guys can't."
Yeah. 29! Okay. We're going to take another break here on the Skinny and Julie Show. We're having a fantastic
Hey, Julie, before we
night.
Go.
Yeah, we're not leaving.
No, before we go for the break, I just want to say real quick that I'm going to lunch with Bob Flood on Friday.
Oh, yeah, I talked to Bob today.
He's been a great help for Special Olympics, but we are so lucky to have the sponsors that we have.
You ain't kidding.
We're very lucky, and the Floods have been so terrific to us. We want to thank the Flood brothers. And if you own a business and you don't have anybody pick, or you've got someone else picking up your garbage.
You got to have your garbage picked up.
Picked up by the Flood Brothers. They do a terrific job, and they support the Irish
and
community.
And they
like,
are big in the Irish community, and yes. They will give you a deal. And look at that. I didn't even know it, but Eamon has like 3 or 4 of his businesses with them.
Yeah.
So good for the Floods. God bless them. All right. We'll be right back on the Skinny and Huli Show for these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the Loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Thank you.
know, that was the great Kevin Donahue, who we're going to miss.
Went back to Ireland.
Yeah, he went back to Ireland this week. He had a big party for him last Friday night at the Galway Arms, and we're going to miss him. He was such an engaging personality and big talent.
Big talent,
not only
yeah.
with the harp, but with the Illan pipes, and a great guy, you know. And
speaking of big talent, Hooley, I understand that the Hooley's Hooley is going to be back. Not that you've ever talked about it, but...
The Hooley's Hooley is my son's radio show.
Well, the...
Okay.
Whatever the film festival.
The movie Hooley.
The movie Hooley. Oh, there's so
you.
Many Hooleys around, I can't keep track. But tell me
Hooley.
Real quick about it.
It is our third year. We're kicking off Friday, next Friday, September 29th, at the Gene Siskel Film Center, sponsored by Two Gingers Irish Whiskey. Got a great opening night film. It's called The Dunning Man. Producer and writer Kevin Fortuna will be with us that night. We have an opening night party over at the Emerald Loop, and everybody in the audience is invited to come back and join us for some free Irish whiskey and some hors d'oeuvres provided by our friend Eamon Vaughn over at Vaughn's, the Emerald Loop. Saturday night is Emerald City, just a terrific film about immigrant Irish construction workers in New York City, and it stars the writer, producer and director Colin Braddock, but also John Duddy, the champion Irish boxer. He has a role in the film. He's a good actor now. And a group of other actors and actresses will be
there.
What's
on Sunday?
Sunday is The Young Offenders, which has broken all box office records in Ireland. Just a hilarious buddy comedy about two 16-year-old kids on a caper. It's hilarious.
And it's at the Gene Siskel Film
Center. Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street.
Everyone's invited.
Everybody's invited to all three. And we have a whiskey raffle every night after the show. And then every night after the shows, we go back to the Emerald Loop. You can meet the filmmakers, have a pint with them. We also have a Q&A after every film, and you can talk to them. How'd you make the film? Blah, blah, blah. It's just a gas. And it's fun for me because I get to meet new filmmakers every year and network with them. And
okay, and finally, Hooley, next Tuesday night, we're Smith Village at 114th and Western. Everyone's invited. Stop by. It's going to be a good time. And
also, September 24th, that's tomorrow, over at the Irish American Heritage Center, they have breakfast with the board. You can meet the board of directors for Mass breakfast and the Chicago Bears game in the Fifth Province. I don't know if I recommend that Bears game. But you can see Gino Cooney, the president, and all the other members of the board. It's 10:30 Mass, 11:30 full Irish breakfast, and noon the Bears game. You don't want to miss that. Breakfast is only $12. Kids under 12 and under are $8. Irish American Heritage
Once
Center.
Again, Hooley, we'd like to thank all our listeners that listen every week, and we also want to remind people they can hear the Skinny and Hooley Show.
SkinnyHooley.com.
And we want to thank all our sponsors who have been so good to us.
Go back in time and listen to... You know, go back and look at some of the archives. It's some of the great shows we've had, and just amazing. So
thanks, everybody, and we will see you later.
See you later. Bye.
Tune in next time for the Skinny and Hooley Show.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience. Thank you.